Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. civic news scandal, Sunday, August 30th, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's scan puts healthcare, school funding, and the rules around speech and voting-era public institutions ahead of campaign noise. The biggest immediate household issue is a new multi-state court fight over federal family planning grants. Other developments show how federal agencies and courts can shake schools, college communities, tribal land, and access to insurance. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. 23 states sue over new conditions on federal family planning grants. A coalition of 23 states and two governors filed suit on August 27 to stop new conditions attached to the next five-year cycle of Title X grants. Title X is the federal program that helps fund family planning, contraception, cancer screening, testing, and other preventive care for low-income or uninsured patients. The states say HHS's July grant notice adds conditions that conflict with the program's law and existing rules. Those are allegations that a court has not yet decided. What to watch? Whether the states ask for and receive a temporary court order before applications or awards under the new grant cycle move forward.
Headline 2. Federal reporting finds Florida had the largest ACA coverage drop after enhanced subsidies expired. Associated Press reporting published August 25th found that about 440,000 Floridians dropped Affordable Care Act marketplace coverage this year after enhanced federal premium subsidies expired in January. The report says Florida had the largest state drop and describes people facing higher premiums or going without coverage. The expired subsidies were created by Congress, so neither the White House nor a federal agency can restore them on its own without new legislation. What to watch? Fall plan price filings and open enrollment choices for 2027, plus any congressional proposal to restore or replace enhanced premium aid.
Headline 3. Education Department reminds schools of existing parent access and student privacy duties. The U.S. Education Department issued guidance on August 26, reminding school districts and state education agencies that receive federal funds about duties under two existing laws: FERPA, which covers education record privacy and parent access, and PPRA, which governs certain student surveys. The department said parents can review education records and that written consent is required before schools require students to take surveys seeking certain sensitive information. This guidance is not a new law or a new nationwide school rule. What to watch? Whether the department opens new investigations or reaches agreements with districts, and whether school boards change local record access or survey policies.
Headline 4. Arizona, Nevada, and South Carolina receive more control over selected federal school funding rules. The Education Department approved Arizona, Nevada, and South Carolina for EdFlex authority on August 21. The program lets approved state education agencies waive certain federal requirements for districts and schools without sending each individual waiver to Washington first. The department says 25 states now have this authority. It does not add money to school budgets or let states waive every federal education requirement. What to watch? Whether the newly approved states issue local waivers, especially for spending tied to student support and academic enrichment funds, and how districts explain any resulting changes.
Headline 5. Federal judge rules against deportation policy aimed at some campus speech. A federal judge in San Jose ruled Friday, August 28, that parts of the federal government's approach to deporting non-citizens over campus speech violated First Amendment and due process protections. The ruling came in a case involving the Stanford Daily, whose non-citizen student journalists said they feared immigration consequences for reporting or speaking about Israel and Palestine. The decision does not settle every immigration enforcement case, and the government can appeal. What to watch? Whether the Justice Department appeals and whether courts in other regions adopt, limit, or disagree with this ruling.
Headline 6. Border wall work begins near the Tohono O'odham Nation after a court allows the project to proceed. Contractors began work this week on a border wall project near the Tohono O'odham Nation in southern Arizona. A federal judge earlier allowed the federal government to proceed on a 60-foot-wide strip of federally owned land known as the Roosevelt Reservation. The nation says contractors used tribal land to reach work sites and damaged or threatened sacred areas. Customs and Border Protection says the area is a drug smuggling corridor and the wall addresses a security gap. Those competing claims remain part of the dispute. What to watch? Whether the nation files a new court request over site access or construction impacts, and whether CBP provides a detailed public timeline and cost for this section. Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Run the local zip scan for a cited look at civic decisions and political news affecting your community. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.